Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Wood Quiz. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites.
It gets more ridiculous every time you say it.
I was going to have the cameras on, but I just assumed they would work.
Well, that's your first assumption. It's your first mistake.
Idiot. I think I would learn by now.
Mm-hmm.
So what we're going to do now, producer Steven, you mentioned yesterday, I would play this audio, but that won't load either, that she mentioned yesterday, she said, you know, during the Wood Quiz, I would write the questions. She wanted to be a part of this. She's going to write the questions. So she's written five questions. There is a timer involved. This is going to be very much like Trump Tui.
I'm playing against someone?
Yeah, you're playing against me.
Against you?
Yeah, we're going to battle it out.
Wait a minute. Are you dressing like a lumberjack?
I am. It was just going to be part of the cameras, but, you know, since they won't
you know,
fire.
I'm glad you picked that up because I thought... Why is there a flannel involved?
Why is there a flannel? Right. Tim is literally putting on a flannel. You are very into this. Shoot, I really wish the cameras were on.
But help me help.
Now he might win because he's in his element.
First of all, I didn't know the Wood Quiz was a competition. I thought you were just going to like have fun and ask me a couple questions about wood.
It is fun. I'm just getting into my gear.
I didn't know either. Let me
I'm getting into my wood chopping wear
today.
So, You are very, very lumberjackian. Now, see, I don't look at that and say carpenter. I look at that and say lumberjack.
It's all wood.
Stevie, were you very wood aware? Like how your questions on wood?
Of
how
course.
Did you? Okay.
They're right. Just in the back of my head.
Flannels on.
Questions ready.
Flannels
to go.
On. Jen, we're going to please need you to leave the room.
Oh, we're really doing this.
Yeah. It's okay. The wood quiz.
Okay.
What are you doing?
All right. Good luck. Lumberjack Jim.
All right, I'm just going to use this. Hold on a sec. We're going to use this.
You going to use the timer?
Timer's definitely involved. I mentioned the timer's involved. Okay,
if you so guys we're going to turn tie, that down. We'll have a tiebreaker.
Jen's out of it, and then I'm going to have to leave the room. So here we go. All right, timer is still involved. Producer Stevie has five questions. We're going to try to battle this out. There is no prize. There is nothing else. This is the Wood Quiz. Maybe you're going to do better than us. I could easily go 0-0 for 5. Timer's involved. Producer Stevie, whenever.
I didn't make him too hard for you. We'll start easy here with a true or false question. True or false? Bamboo is considered a type of wood.
True. And once again, we're not going to say wrong or right yet. Okay. So I will say true with that. All right.
Okay. Question number two. The world's hardest natural wood is most commonly found in what country down under?
Australia.
Question number three.
This is the Wood Quiz if you're just joining us.
Ebony wood is prized for being very dark and dense.
What type of wood? Start it again. I'm sorry.
Is it not pronounced that
no,
way?
No, I didn't hear what you said. I'm sorry.
Ebony wood.
Okay.
Very dark and dense.
Gotcha.
What musical instrument often uses it for keys?
Piano.
Question number four. What type of wood is used to make most pencils?
Oh, don't know. Oak. I'm going to say oak.
We'll go. Right at the timer, we got
okay,
oak.
Okay, I'm going to say oak. I don't know. Right. I do not know. What makes pencils? That's wrong. Oak's wrong.
You don't know
It's
that.
Way too hard.
Mm-hmm. All right. Speaking of, what is the name of the test/scale used to determine the relative hardness of domestic or exotic wood species. Looking for the name of that test/scale for wood hardness.
For wood hardness, gotta be, I think it's called the wood meter.
We'll go with the wood meter.
It is the wood meter. That is my answer for question number five. So we're going to do this just like Trump, too. You will reveal how many I answer correctly, then we'll ask Jen the same five questions to see how she does during the wood quiz. Was it fun writing those questions?
It was something.
Wood-, wood quiz continues. I'm going to be mad. I'm going to be mad at the pencil question. I know it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm a carpenter apprentice right now.
But there's no, like, wood quiz at the end.
Yes, there is. That's what we're doing right now on Star 102. Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Jen Tui back in the room. I answered five questions just a minute ago. There is a timer involved.
I had no idea. What? There's the timer?
Yes, there is.
I said that, but you were out of the room. You didn't hear me. There's a timer involved.
I'm being sabotaged. I didn't even know this was, like, a competition of you and I against each other.
Would you have studied?
Yes!
No, you wouldn't have studied.
No, I wouldn't have.
So you answer for you. I answered five questions a minute ago. How many did I get correct?
Tim got two.
I got two. Wood knowledge is horrible. I got two.
Well, apparently.
Oh my gosh!
I told you it said.
Not wood aware.
You are not, even with your lumberjack shirt on. Now right. I'm nervous. He only got
he
two.
Said he was confident that he got through at least three.
I heard
three.
Him say that.
Did anybody, wait. If anybody took the, please take the wood quiz. If you're just joining us, did you get answered more correctly than two? How am I so wood stupid? I cannot believe.
And I feel like you're handy, so you should be more wood aware.
I cannot believe this.
You really need to get to know your
this
wood
is why.
Better.
Okay. Jen is going to now answer the same five questions.
Okay.
Are you sure? I only got two.
I can't be sure. Sometimes I get my answers wrong right. when I ask it.
It's Jen's turn.
Okay.
According to my tallies, ready. You have two tallies.
Okay
question
ready.
One. Jen, I'm going to start easy for you with just a simple true or false question here. True or false, bamboo is considered a type of wood.
True.
False.
I missed that.
Am I supposed to give the answer? I guess
you can do that now. Yeah. Yeah,
it is considered a grass. Though it looks
like. It feels like you can get bamboo wood floors, though, Stevie.
Yeah, it's used often like a wood, but it's considered a grass.
Wow.
All right. Question.
Don't say we're starting off easy.
I missed that, too.
Okay. Yeah,
that's the one you thought you had.
I did. Okay. That's the one I thought I had. I feel a little better now.
Question number two.
We started off easy.
True or false?
Just dropped a grass 50, question 50. On us and wood.
Well, it's very challenging.
I can't believe
wood
this.
Quiz.
This
is
gonna be great.
Question two. The world's hardest natural wood is most commonly found in what country down under?
That is Australia.
Yes, it is.
Everyone knows that.
Question number three. Ebony wood is prized for being very dark and dense. What musical instrument often uses it for keys?
That would be a piano.
It would be a piano. See? Easy.
Uh-huh.
Question number four.
This is where I'm getting nervous.
What type of wood is used to make most pencils?
Quit hitting that timer so fast. Pine.
Is it?
No.
Yeah!
What did you say? I said
oak.
That is a rigid pencil.
It is a rigid pencil.
What do they make pencils out of?
Cedar.
Dang it, cedar.
Really?
Yeah.
I knew it.
It feels weird.
I didn't know it.
It feels fancy.
What sounds right?
Nothing.
I almost said they made it out of number two, but that didn't make sense. So it's out of cedar.
Right. That is a, you know.
Are we done? Do I have more?
No. Oh, we're
I have another
tied
one.
At two.
Are we done?
Tied
going
at two.
Going into question number five.
Oh, God.
You got to get this or we have a tiebreaker question.
There's a wood tiebreaker.
Sure is.
We actually
have a tree trunk in the hallway. We have to saw through it.
We have to whittle the wood.
Whoever gets
through it first wins.
A wood trophy for the winner.
We should. We have to whittle it.
Number five. What is the name of the test/scale used to determine the relative hardness of domestic or exotic wood species? So what is the name of the wood hardness scale?
The scale of wood hardness.
Yes.
That is at the... Woodington test.
I wish.
Mm-hmm. No?
It is not.
What is that?
The Junka hardness test.
Junka.
I looked up how to say it and I forget. There's a lot of videos on this.
I asked, is there a wood quiz to a carpenter?
Final totals?
We're tied at two.
There we go.
Well,
horrible.
We don't know our wood really that
no,
well.
No, you don't.
Tiebreaker?
Tiebreaker.
Tiebreaker time, Jen.
I hate the tiebreaker, even worse in the wood quiz.
So we were talking about the Junka hardness test.
Do you want to write yours down and I say it? Or do you want to say it and I write it down?
Or we can both write it down.
Okay,
yeah,
we'll both
write it down.
Okay, we'll both write it down.
Okay. Thank you.
Are you guys ready?
I'm nervous. I want to win.
So we were talking about the Junka hardness test.
Mm-hmm.
I just need to know, closest to the number, without going over, what the rating of oak wood is, common hardwood oak wood is on the Junka hardness test.
Okay, yeah. Here we go.
Yeah. Okay. I'm ready.
Me too.
Who answers first, Stevie?
Tim went first, so we'll go Tim first, then
Jen. Okay. All right.
I wrote down a nice 100.
I wrote 52.
Wow. You guys are very low on your hardness of wood. But
crap,
it's
that means you won.
Yeah! I don't want him to win.
Oh, my goodness. I am so wood aware.
This is rigged.
My oak pencils and my wood meter that I said for question five.
It could easily be rigged because I don't know much about wood.
So the accuracy is iffy.
Literally nobody won during this quarter hour.
That was really something.
I'm Tim from Menor and I know my wood.
You're going to get a wood trophy.
There you go. So there you go. First ever wood quiz, probably last.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.